AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Two people arrested for removing the Confederate flag from the front of the South Carolina State House have been released from jail in the state capitol. This morning, activist Tamika Lewis said her group of activists had run out of patience with South Carolina lawmakers, so someone climbed a flagpole outside the state house to take down the Confederate battle flag.
As a group of multiracial human beings, we believe in the fundamental idea of humanity. So this was done because we were tired of waiting for the judicial system to make the decision that have been prolonging for a very long time.
Two other activists who were there were released from jail today after posting bond. Meanwhile,
you know what? We're not going to give up. But we're going to keep on holding on.
A pastor spoke at the funeral for two of the people killed in the shooting at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. A leading U.S. Democratic senator says Cuba is making progress on reform, but much remains to be done, including opening a U.S. embassy in the country. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy spoke as part of a bipartisan delegation to the country.
I see a new and a very positive change in Cuba. Obviously, we'll still have differences, but I look forward to the United States being able to have a real embassy here.
Also on the trip, Republican Senator Dan Heller of Nevada and Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. There's a new leader in the Episcopal Church. AP correspondent Rachel Zoll has more.
The Episcopal Church elected its first black presiding bishop. It is Bishop Michael Curry from North Carolina. He's been bishop in North Carolina for about 15 years.
Curry was elected during the Episcopal General Convention in Salt Lake City. The Greek Parliament has approved the Prime Minister's motion to hold a referendum on creditors' fiscal reform proposal. This is AP Radio News. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon is recuperating.
NBC tweeted that the Tonight Show host sustained a hand injury that required minor surgery and forced the cancellation of Friday night's show. Fallon's show, the top-rated late-night TV program, was scheduled to have Benicio del Toro, Taylor Kitsch, and Penn and Teller as guests. The network says the 40-year-old comedian is totally fine, and in fact, Fallon may not miss any more shows. The Tonight Show was scheduled for a two-week hiatus starting Monday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Fallon tweeted that he tripped, and when he caught his fall, his ring caught on the side of a table and almost tore his finger off. Oilfield services company Baker Hughes says the number of rigs exploring for oil and natural gas in the U.S. increased by two this week to 859, the first weekly gain since December. It says 628 rigs were looking for oil, 228 exploring for natural gas, three were listed as miscellaneous. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.